updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Bright sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 93. Southwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 66. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 88. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 88.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Proposed regulations that could require public corporations to start reporting on the greenhouse gas emissions in their supply chains would saddle producers with significant costs and threaten the privacy of farm data. That according to analysis by the American Farm Bureau. The rule proposed by the Security and Exchange Commission in March could create several substantial costs and liabilities like reporting obligations, technical challenges, significant financial and operational disruption, and the risk of financially crippling legal liabilities, the Farm Bureau says. Farmers would have to start tracking and disclosing on-farm data at a time when farm management software platforms are only used by about 31% of farms. Many farmers still rely on pen and paper and non-computerized tools. The SEC would also require companies to disclose when they purchase carbon offsets, including credits generated from farm practices like cover crops and no-till farming. The deadline for filing comments on the proposed rule is May 20th. And a group of Senate Democrats requesting $1 billion for USDA's Natural Resource Conservation Service, according to a letter sent to Senate Ag Appropriators. The group, led by Senators Michael Bennet, Chris Coons, and Debbie Stabenow, stressing the importance of preserving funding for USDA's conservation programs, like Environmental Quality Incentive Program, Conservation Stewardship Program, Agricultural Conservation Easement Program, and the Regional Conservation Partnership Programs. The senators say boosting funding for NRCS would allow USDA to increase staffing and ensure adequate technical assistance for farmers. By the way, the recently passed fiscal year 2022 omnibus spending bill directed $904 million to NRCS. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A former Kansas police officer accused of shooting a man to death 5 years ago while on duty will face a new trial next month after his first trial ended in a mistrial. Prosecutors tell the Kansas City Star that Matthew Harrington's new trial on an involuntary manslaughter charge will begin June 6th. Harrington is charged in the July 2017 shooting of 47-year-old Antonio Garcia Jr. as Garcia sat in his vehicle in Leavenworth. Prosecutors say Garcia had a knife but didn't threaten Harrington. Harrington was fired from the Leavenworth force after a department investigation found he had violated policies on use of deadly force. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued a boil water advisory for the city of Garden Plain public water supply, which is located in Sedgwick. KDHE says the advisory took effect Saturday morning and will remain in effect until the conditions that place the system at risk of bacterial contamination are resolved. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
At Midwest Kia, there's no stopping us. We have sold over 200 new Kias in the last 2 months, all to our local community. And Midwest Kia gives you a number of ways to save. Don't pay a penny over MSRP. Save at the pump with one of our four hybrid electric vehicles. Plus, get transparent pricing and fair value for your trade. It's all part of Midwest Kia's better way to buy. And with truckloads of new Kias coming in, there's no stopping us. Every new Kia comes with a market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and drive off the lot in a new Kia, or reserve yours today with our simple and transparent reservation process. At Midwest Kia, there's no stopping us. Get into a new Kia today, and don't pay a penny over MSRP. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see you in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Wichita police say one man is recovering after a shooting in southeast Wichita Saturday afternoon. Police said it happened just before 4 p.m. Saturday in the 800 block of San Pablo Street. Police told our news partners, KTV News, the victim was a black male in his mid-20s to early 30s, and he had been shot multiple times, but that his injuries were non-life-threatening. Police told KTV News they were still working to determine what exactly led to the shooting and that the victim was not cooperating with their request to share more information. No suspect information has been released and no arrests have been made. A Garnett man was arrested in Osage County after deputies allegedly found meth in his possession during a traffic stop. The Osage County Sheriff's Office says just before 11 p.m. on Friday, deputies stopped a vehicle on K-268 Highway at Pomona Dam Road. During the stop, deputies said they found methamphetamine. As a result of that, No. E.O. Fuentes Jr., 23, of Garnett, was arrested and booked into the Osage County Jail. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan.
Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A candidate for sheriff in eastern Nebraska was ticketed for speeding after an officer spotted him driving 107 miles per hour along I-80 while on his way to campaign at a Cinco de Mayo parade in Omaha. A police report says George Merrithew was wearing a Merrithew for Douglas County Sheriff shirt when he was ticketed. Merrithew's campaign acknowledged that he was speeding, but said he complied with the officer before he received a $300 ticket. Merrithew faces Omaha Police Sergeant Aaron Hansen in Tuesday's Republican primary. Nebraska's Secretary of State is predicting that more voters will participate in Tuesday's primary election than other recent gubernatorial primaries. In a news release, Bob Evnen offered a rough prediction of a 35% voter turnout, or about 433,000 people. That exceeds the 24.5% turnout in 2008 and 28% turnout in 2014. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
When it comes to choosing your next pre-owned vehicle, it's all about selection, selection, selection. Rusty at Ford has that covered. And our selection includes much more than just Fords. Are you looking for a Chevy? We've got 25 of them. How about a Toyota? Choose from 20 in our inventory. In all, you can select from nearly 250 quality pre-owned vehicles. Want a Jeep? We have a dozen available. Choose from Dodges, Rams, GMCs, Kias, Nissans, and more. Rusty Eck Ford has them all. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. We should be your first, but we'll definitely be your last stop for your next pre-owned vehicle. And at Rusty Eck Ford, you can get used car financing as low as 2.9% APR or buy with zero down. Choosing your next pre-owned vehicle comes down to one thing. Selection, selection, selection. Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit plus tax and free shot all qualified. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months. Inventory as of May 5th.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County commissioners met last week. Fritz Blansky inquired about a free dump day at the landfill to coincide with surrounding towns' cleanup days. Public Works advised they historically would do a free dump day twice a year. However, the problem they ran into is people bringing household trash, and it takes more staff working overtime to separate everything. No free day has been planned at this time. Commissioners met in executive session for employee evaluations with the Public Works Administrator. The board has been doing wage comparisons with surrounding counties of equal size for comparison of the Public Wage Administrator's salary. A motion passed unanimously to approve an increase of $20,000 per year to Mike Craig, effective May 1st, and make the annual Public Works Administrator's salary $77,200. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was routine business. Over $370,000 was given for the annual Pony Up Match Day Friday in Marysville. 1,117 individual gifts were given, benefiting nearly 60 local nonprofit organizations. Marysville Historic Union Pacific Depot restoration was top in number of donations with 85 and top in contributions over $25,000. The Kansas Honor Flight and Blue River Rail Trail each received around $22,000, and the Marshall County Historical Society raised some $20,000 for general expenses and an additional $16,000 toward their Fix the Bricks campaign. The leaderboard with all of the totals is online at ponyupmarysville.com. This year, $83,000 in matching funds were available. This is the sixth annual Giving Day, sponsored by Marysville Community Foundation with support from local businesses, individuals, trusts, and foundations. Marysville Fire Department responded Friday evening to a car on fire near 15th and North Streets. Investigation showed it was an apparent arson. Marysville police have identified a suspect who has been located and was taken into custody. A pair of witnesses assisted with the identification. Name of that suspect has not been released. Marshall County Treasurer's Office reminds taxpayers the second half personal property taxes are due Tuesday, May 10th. They do ask if you can pay sooner, that's better. They have a new computer system. Please bring your stubs or statements. Again, second half personal property taxes due Tuesday, May 10th. Jerry R. Holtmeyer, age 72, of Diller, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at the Westside Baptist Church in Beatrice. Interment in the Evergreen Home Cemetery, Beatrice. Visitation Monday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Monday, 5 until 7, at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Jerry Holtmeyer. Shirley R. Hazenkamp, age 84, of Seneca, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 11 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial in the Sacred Heart Catholic Cemetery at Baileyville. Lower Funeral of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Shirley Dick Hazenkamp. Jeanette J. Van Kirk Hontrich, age 92, of Barnes, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Barnes. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Jeanette Van Kirk Hontrich. Raymond L. Feldkamp, age 97, of Manhattan, passed away Friday. Services planned on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation on Tuesday. Family will greet friends 5 until 7 p.m. at church with a vigil service at 7. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Ray Feldkamp.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and warmer throughout the region today. South winds will be fairly gusty between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 30. Today we can expect to see highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the upper 60s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the mid 80s and mid 90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. Staying partly cloudy overnight with our lows in the mid 50s and mid 60s throughout Iowa, staying cooler throughout Nebraska with our lows in the mid 30s and mid 50s, the lower 40s and lower 70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. Staying nice and sunny throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower 70s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the lower 80s and mid 90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May, 73. Record high in this state, 93. We could be close today. The average low, 51. The record low, 28. Sunset this evening, 8:28. Sunrise in the morning at 6:20.
If you look hard enough, you can find a piece of weather lore that fits just about any weather extreme. A proverb about springtime thunder today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 9th, the 129th day of the year. Singer Billy Joel celebrates a birthday, and the Beatles signed their first recording contract on this day exactly 60 years ago. Here's a weather proverb that can be put to the test about now. Thunder in spring, cold will bring. It's often true because this early in the season, thunderstorms are not created by warm air rising from the ground. Instead, they are pushed toward us by approaching cold fronts. When that happens, it's a good bet that colder air will dominate once the storm passes. If there is exceptionally cold air moving in, it can sometimes create the oddity known as thunder snow. Test it out the next time you hear that distant rumble. Thunder in spring, cold air will bring. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about weather lore at almanac.com.
When severe weather approaches our listening area, count on KNDY for severe storm coverage. Teaming our local resources with the weatherology meteorologists and the National Weather Service, we'll keep you ahead of a storm. Stay safe, stay informed. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDYradio.com, and our free mobile apps, which you can download for either Android or Apple devices. Thanks to our severe weather sponsors.
When the storm clouds roll in and wind and hail damage your home, call 785-406-0269 for Parrott Construction. Locally owned and operated, the professionals of Parrott Construction can repair your roof, replace your windows, install new seamless guttering, put new siding on, or provide a roll-off dumpster for cleanup. Trust Parrott Construction to get your home looking beautiful again. Call 785-406-0269 or visit Hometown Lumber today.
When damage to your home is weighing heavy on your heart, you need a rapid-responding professional restoration company you can trust. Rainbow International Restoration of Marysville is here to lift you up. Our experience, advanced equipment, technology, and commitment to excellence and customer satisfaction make us unparalleled in our field. For questions or emergencies during this storm season, stay calm, pick up your phone, and call Rainbow International Restoration, 562-2501.
Not everyone can become a Lennox dealer, so you'll be glad to know when you buy a Lennox from Hanover Electric Incorporated, you not only get the best products in the business, you also get a traditional experience in making sure your home is as comfortable as it can be. Because every independent Lennox dealer must pass the Lennox Quality Dealer Standards Program, the toughest test in the industry, and what it means is you get a dealer you could always count on. Lennox, one less thing to worry about.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum wants to take this time to congratulate all the area graduating classes of 2022. Believe in yourself and you can turn your dreams into the reality. Best of luck in the future. From Sapp Brothers Petroleum, refined fuel, oil, and propane service, by good neighbors, for good neighbors.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Wichita State women's softball team will open the 2022 American Athletic Conference Championship on Thursday as the number 2 seed. The Shockers, who are now 32-15 overall, 14-4 in the conference, will face number 7 Memphis at 4 o'clock on ESPN+. Wichita State swept the Tigers during the regular season. Wichita State enters the tournament as the defending tournament champs after defeating UCF in 2021 7-4 and will look to defend its crown. Kansas State men's basketball coach Jerome Tang may lure a five-star recruit to Manhattan at some point during his tenure with the Wildcats, but it won't happen this month. Julian Phillips, the top-rated uncommitted basketball prospect of the 2022 recruiting cycle, no longer plans to make an official visit to K-State later this week. It's unclear why Phillips decided to cancel his visit. His final schools are Auburn, Florida State, South Carolina, Southern Cal, and Tennessee. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
When it comes to choosing your next pre-owned vehicle, it's all about selection, selection, selection. Rusty Accord has that covered. And our selection includes much more than just Fords. Are you looking for a Chevy? We've got 25 of them. How about a Toyota? Choose from 20 in our inventory. In all, you can select from nearly 250 quality pre-owned vehicles. Want a Jeep? We have a dozen available. Choose from Dodges, Rams, GMCs, Kias, Nissans, and more. Rusty Eck Ford has them all. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. We should be your first, but we'll definitely be your last stop for your next pre-owned vehicle. And at Rusty Eck Ford, you can get used car financing as low as 2.9% APR or buy with zero down. Choosing your next pre-owned vehicle comes down to one thing. Selection, selection, selection. Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit inspection. These not all qualify. Limited-term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months of inventory as of May 5th.
Three former Wichita State athletes were among six people named by University President Richard Muma to an advisory group as the school searches for a new athletic director. Former women's basketball player Angela Buckner, former baseball player Nate Robertson, and former men's basketball player Evan Wessel are part of the group that will advise Muma throughout the search. Also named to the group were CEO of Yingling Aviation and chair-elect of the WSU Foundation, Lynn Nichols, CEO of Wichita Regional Chamber of Commerce, John Rolfe, and interim dean of the College of Applied Studies, Dr. Clay Stolt. The Wichita Wind Surge were swept by the Tulsa Drillers on a Sunday afternoon doubleheader to snap their season-high 8-game win streak. The Surge do remain in first place, leading Tulsa by one game. Coming up next for the Surge, they will head to Northwest Arkansas for a 6-game series against the Naturals. The series will start tomorrow at 11:05 a.m. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Your farm is your life, and it's been that way for generations. Protect what you've worked so hard to build with the generations of success of State Farm and Agent John Bannister. No one can tailor coverage to meet the needs of your farm like John can. Contact State Farm Agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today for a quote or more information.
Some fragrance to your spring garden with Carolina Allspice. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This succulent shrub is native from Virginia to Florida and hardy in zones 4 to 9. Also known as sweet shrub, the plant grows 3 to 9 feet tall by 6 to 12 feet wide. You'll have the best results when growing this plant in partial shade and moist, loamy soils. The plant grows slower but will tolerate drier soil and full sun locations. The spring flowers have a fruity scent, often described as pineapple, strawberry, melon, or even bubble gum. The intensity can vary from plant to plant, so whenever possible, buy it when in full bloom. The flowers make great cut flowers, and the leaves turn a golden yellow in fall. Plant these near an entrance or patio where you can enjoy the fragrance, or in shrub borders or native plant gardens. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Go down a supermarket aisle and you can find lots of different types of bread. White bread, wheat, honey, oat, the list goes on and on. But just about every loaf you'll find in those aisles has one thing in common that traces its roots back to a man working in Chillicothe, Missouri. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
As Ed Douglas explains, it all began with a man and his idea to make a staple at the dinner table a little more convenient.
Otto Rowetter, not from Chillicothe, he's from actually born in Iowa and moved to St. Joe, actually was a jeweler for a while. But he had this idea that housewives needed sliced bread.
So Rowetter began work on his new machine, spending time researching the needs of bakers and housewives. But his work encountered a major challenge.
He'd spent a number of years raising money, building a prototype of his idea, a factory and all that, and it burned to the ground. And he lost it all.
And if seeing his work lost in a fire wasn't enough, he soon received more bad news.
This is a great story of perseverance, because about that same time, his doctor said, Mr. Rowetter, you've got a lung disease. You maybe got a year or two to live. Go home and forget this sliced bread stuff. Get your house in order. Get ready to die.
But Rowetter didn't give up on his dream. Ignoring the advice of his doctor, he got back to work on the sliced bread machine. But even with the perfect machine, he needed someone to partner with him, someone willing to try out that new contraption.
He needed a bakery, and our baker, Frank Bench, wasn't doing that well, so he said, I'll take a chance.
Mr. Bench and Mr. Rowetter, the baker and the inventor, were ready to bring to the world something commonplace today.
July 7, 1928, we were the first bakery in the world to offer sliced bread to the public.
Sliced bread was born, but there's much more to this story, including how the new product was received and where we came up with that phrase that something is the best thing since sliced bread. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Chillicothe, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
If disaster struck your farm today, do you have an emergency plan in place? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for tips on how to prepare for the worst as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Such as severe weather, fires, and floods can strike your farm at any time. How well you are prepared and able to handle the situation can make a difference in emergency response and recovery. Danelle Bickett-Weddle is the Associate Director of the Center for Food Security and Public Health at Iowa State University. She says a good emergency preparedness plan starts by creating a map of your farm site and labeling it so first responders have an idea of what's where.
The things that we want to label it with are what is in that building or that structure. Is that a people building, an animal building? Do we have livestock and where? A machinery building? Are the pesticides in there? Access routes. How do people normally come in or out? Probably the most important thing you can label. Where is the electrical or natural gas shutoffs?
Make a farm inventory list of machinery and equipment, livestock, and hazardous substances. Have extra feed for animals, critical phone numbers where you can find them, and emergency supplies on hand.
Gas power generator, and then having gas for that generator. Because a lot of times we have diesel fuel on farm, but we might not always have gas for a gas power generator. Hand tools, because sometimes you got to cut down branches and, you know, just do some basic cleanup. Do you have fire extinguishers in all your barns, your event buildings, and your vehicles? Then have you checked them? Does everybody know how to use it?
Know how you will communicate with family members if you're in different locations, and keep a list of emergency phone numbers, including neighborhood contacts. And of course, practice your plans. Find more tips on preparing your farm for emergencies at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
It's Nurses Week, and Falls City Nursing and Rehabilitation Center says thank you to all of our wonderful, compassionate, and dedicated nursing staff for improving and enriching the lives of our patients with all that they do. from all of the staff at Falls City Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Falls City. Let us care for you.
The Bulldog Report airs Monday evenings on KNDY in the service of Galloway, Wiggers & Brenninger at Law, Rainbow International, Kramer Oil and CJ Express, and RX Drugstore.
At Galloway, Wiggers & Brenninger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenninger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
When damage to your home is weighing heavy on your heart, you need a rapid-responding professional restoration company you can trust. Rainbow International Restoration of Marysville is here to lift you up. Our experience, advanced equipment, technology, and commitment to excellence and customer satisfaction make us unparalleled in our field. For questions or emergencies during this storm season, stay calm, pick up your phone, and call Rainbow International Restoration, 562-2501.
Thank you for your support from RX Drug. Complete prescription service plus medication and supplements are available from your locally owned and operated Health Mart Pharmacy. Remember them as well for everyday health care and medical needs, convenience, and gift items too. Proud to support the Marysville community and make this our home as well. The professional pharmacists and staff at RX Drug in downtown Marysville welcome your business.
CJ Express is convenient for you with three locations. CJ West in Marysville and Frankfort offer Hunt Brothers Pizza with all toppings, no extra charge. Crispy and delicious Bird Shack fried chicken and a selection of sandwiches, salads, as well as grab-and-go hot food options that meet your taste. Drop by, call in, order online, or download their super convenient mobile app. Local delivery is available too, and always count on Sinclair quality gasoline at all three locations with diesel too at CJ Express East in Marysville and Frankfort.
A look at the research portion of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's recent budget pitch today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack pitched the USDA Fiscal Year 2023 budget to a House Appropriations Subcommittee a few days ago, and he used the opportunity to ask for a 15% increase for ag research.
You know, it's interesting. Over the last 24 years, healthcare research has increased by over 400%. R&D research at the USDA, however, over the last 10 years, if you take inflation into consideration, has essentially been flatlined. As I'm often reminded, while healthcare research can cure diseases, USDA research can prevent disease, both in terms of people and in terms of animals.
Vilsack says ag research has some catching up to do.
We haven't funded it anywhere near the level of importance and significance that it has. And that was the reason why I opened today with focusing in part on research. If we don't get serious about this, if we continue to nickel and dime it, we're just not going to be able to make the progress. And others are researching. Our Chinese friends are definitely researching. We don't want to be second rate or second class when it comes to agricultural research. We need to continue to be a leader in this area.
The current federal budget for agricultural research is $3.5 billion. Vilsack proposes increasing that to $4 billion. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply, Carrie Neutrina and ADM Feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, farming is one of the most challenging ways to make a living and can take a toll on farmers and everyone close to them. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Jessica Cabrera, American Farm Bureau Managing Director of Member Engagement, says that mental health can be a difficult topic to discuss in farm country.
Farm life is definitely a demanding and stressful way of living. There are oftentimes farmers and ranchers will struggle in isolation. It is okay to not be okay. And May Mental Health Month is an opportunity for us to spotlight that message, as well as the resources that are available to folks who are seeking help or maybe who have family and friends they would like to be able to help.
She goes on to say that both the Farm Bureau and many of their strategic partners have resources available to help those struggling and cope with the challenges of the farming community.
If you go to farmstateofmind.org, American Farm Bureau offers a number of resources, including a national resource directory where folks can find all sorts of information that are available in every state and Puerto Rico, all across the country. These are hotlines, counseling services, as well as other support materials and informational resources.
She says that it's incredibly important that farmers realize they don't have to fight through the mental health challenges on their own.
We are a strong believer in our organization that we are stronger together. And even if someone is feeling alone, isolated, maybe even as if no one understands, if someone is struggling emotionally or has concerns about what their tomorrow might look like, I believe the most important thing is to recognize that it is okay not be okay.
Again, for more resources or information on how to reach out for mental health, you can go to the website at farmstateofmind.org. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Midwest Kia, there's no stopping us. We have sold over 200 new Kias in the last 2 months, all to our local community. And Midwest Kia gives you a number of ways to save. Don't pay a penny over MSRP. Save at the pump with one of our four hybrid electric vehicles. Plus, get transparent pricing and fair value for your trade. It's all part of Midwest Kia's better way to buy. And with truckloads of new Kias coming in, there's no stopping us. Every new Kia comes with a market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and drive off the lot in a new Kia, or reserve yours today with our simple and transparent reservation process. At Midwest Kia, there's no stopping us. Get into a new Kia today, and don't pay a penny over MSRP. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Smoky Hill Construction takes pride in building infrastructure projects in Kansas. We want you to join our team. Positions are available for heavy equipment operators, truck drivers, concrete finishers, and construction workers. Inexperienced trainees start at $17 an hour. We also offer health insurance, travel reimbursement, paid time off, and training opportunities. Experience the pride in seeing your project take shape each day and being valued in a positive atmosphere. Search online for Smoky Hill Construction to apply.
This is a Ag Business Update from AgView.net, and I'm Ken Rogers. President Biden's $500 million plan to boost ag production isn't going down well with a couple of key Senate Republicans. John Hovind is the ranking member of the Senate Ag Appropriations Subcommittee. John Bozeman is the ranking on the Senate Ag Committee. The White House supplemental request for war in Ukraine would pay farmers to double crop wheat and soybeans and raise marketing loan rates for several commodities like wheat, rice, soybeans, and oil seeds. Bozeman said he would rather see the Conservation Reserve Program open to cropping. He said, "We really don't feel that the president's proposal would make any difference, so very much trying to find some ways that would actually incentivize increased production." Now, keep in mind, the National Association of Wheat Growers say the double cropping incentive would benefit only a small number of producers in areas where that practice is agronomically feasible. Senator John Thune said the administration is trying really hard to come up with ideas that will generate a little more production. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey says there is still a real chance that the conservation measures intended in the president's Build Back Better plan could be passed through a reconciliation. Senate Ag Committee said in a recent interview he has a lot of hope that the Democratic caucus is in agreement the conservation programs need to be expanded. He has proposed dramatic increases in Farm Bill conservation and Build Back Better, containing about $27 billion for conservation, including $8 billion allocated for the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, or EQIP, and new $5 billion cover crop program. Now, Senate Democrats are trying to find scraps of Build Back Better to salvage, but any measure would have to survive the scrutiny of both Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and House progressives, who need to overcome the House's razor-thin majority there. And the Senate Environmental and Public Works Committee advancing a water project reauthorization bill that could ensure that inland waterway funds go farther and benefit more projects. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
When you're gassy, you're uncomfortable. Cattle get that way too, and it can be very serious. Know the signs of bloat and what to do on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
After eating hay all winter, the cattle will be giddy the first time you turn them out on pasture. They'll suck down the lush green forage like it's their last meal. Unfortunately, it might be. A condition called bloat happens when gas develops from eating high-protein forages. Foam becomes trapped inside the rumen. The rumen swells and can kill the animal within an hour if not treated. David Fernandez is an extension livestock specialist at the University of Arkansas. He says one of the keys to preventing bloat is to feed animals something fibrous before turning them out on new pasture.
Go ahead and feed them some hay, make sure that they've had their morning fill, and then turn them out and let them start grazing on it. You can limit graze them where you turn them out on the pasture for a little bit and then push them back off of it. Just kind of gradually work them onto that over the period of a week or so.
An animal that develops bloat will have swelling on the left side of its body. They'll be obviously uncomfortable, kick at their belly, stomp their feet, and may grind their teeth. Fernandez says if you suspect bloat, tap your fingers on the animal's left side. It'll sound hollow, like a drum. Treat it immediately with a surfactant to break up the surface tension of the foam.
Bloat Guard is one of the products that's used. Basically, it's an anionic surfactant, and that's also a detergent. So, you know, in a pinch, you can use Dawn dishwashing liquid. A couple of ounces of Dawn dishwashing liquid in maybe a pint of water. Get that down into the rumen through a tube. You have to be careful not to get the fluid down into the lungs, but that surfactant will break up that foam and allow that gas to escape.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about bloat in livestock at agriculture.com.
Quality products by quality people for quality customers. Join the Landall team. Looking for painters, welders, assemblers, and material handlers. Offering competitive wages and a benefit package that includes $2 an hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, comprehensive insurance, profit sharing, and the newest benefit, fuel allowance, and much more.
Apply online or call 785-562-5381. Landall Company, an equal opportunity employer, including vets and disability.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Monday today. Been pretty consistent on the board today. Most of the grains are mixed, but a little bit lower. Wheat market has finally dipped into the red after trying to hang out in the positive for most of the day. Livestock is moving back down into the red after a quick blip into the green over the last hour or so. In the corn market, they've been slowly moving downward with May corn down 6¾ cents right now at 7.85 and a half. July corn is down by 12 cents at 7.72¾. Wheat market's been positive for most of the morning and opened near 20 cents higher. But July Casey wheat's down now 5½ cents at 11.65 even. The May is still off the board at 11.59¼. Soybean market a little bit lower here as May beans are down 34 cents right now at 16.21 and a half. The July down by 35 cents at 15.87¼. Soybean meal for May, they're down to 12.90 at 4.10 and a half, with the July in the red by $10.30 at 4.03.30. And the bean oil for May in the red, $1.32 at 87.08. In the cotton market, they're back into the positive slightly right now as July cotton's up in the green 2 pennies at 143.63. May is off the board right now at 146.87. And the oats market a little bit lower here with the July oats down 7¾ cents at 6.19¾. In the livestock market, cattle, we see a little bit of green in the early futures here, but later futures are back in the red as June live cattle's up 80 cents right now at 133.55. August down by 17 cents at 135.17. Feeder cattle, May's up a quarter in the green at 159.80, with the August in the red by 30 cents at 174.40. And the lean hogs for May are down by $1.92 at $100.27. The U.S. dollar index is slow moving, but still positive slightly as the June index by a penny at 103.70. And 30-year bonds for June in the green slightly at 136.30.
When it comes to choosing your next pre-owned vehicle, it's all about selection, selection, selection. Rusty at Ford has that covered. And our selection includes much more than just Fords. Are you looking for a Chevy? We've got 25 of them. How about a Toyota? Choose from 20 in our inventory. In all, you can select from nearly 250 quality pre-owned vehicles. Want a Jeep? We have a dozen available. Choose from Dodges, Rams, GMCs, Kias, Nissans, and more. Rusty Eck Ford has them all. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. We should be your first, but we'll definitely be your last stop for your next pre-owned vehicle. And at Rusty Eck Ford, you can get used car financing as low as 2.9% APR or buy with zero down. Choosing your next pre-owned vehicle comes down to one thing. Selection, selection, selection. Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit and taxes. Please not all qualify. Any term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
KNDY.
Manor Steakhouse and Motel has a special buffet on Mother's Day. Open Monday through Saturday starting at 5 p.m. Make a weekend of it by staying in our hotel and enjoying all that Southeast Nebraska has to offer. Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel in Auburn. Prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays.
The legends of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.